తద్విశ్వగురువధికృతం భువనైకవంద్యం దివ్యం విచిత్ర విబుదార్గళయ విమానశోచిః ఆపూహ పరాం మృదమపూర్వ ఉపేత్య యోగా మాయాబలేన మునయస్తదథో వైకుంఠం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ బై హిస్ లవింగ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: దస్ ద గ్రేట్ సేజెస్ సనక్, సనాతన్, సనందన్ అండ్ సనత్ కుమార్, అపాన్ రీచింగ్ ది అబౌవ్ మెన్షన్డ్ వైకుంఠ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వర్ల్డ్ బై డింట్ ఆఫ్ దర్ మిస్టిక్ యోగ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ పర్సీవ్డ్ అన్ప్రెసిడెంటెడ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated aeroplanes piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha and was predominated by the supreme personality of a Godhead. Purport: the supreme personality of a Godhead is one without a second. He is above everyone. No one is equal to him, nor is anyone greater than him. Therefore, he is described here as a Vishwaguru. He is the prime living entity of the entire material and spiritual creation. And he is Bhavanaika Bhuvanaika Vandyam, the only worshipable personality in the three worlds. The airplanes in the spiritual sky are self-illuminated and are piloted by great devotee of the Lord. In other words, in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no scarcity of the things which are available in the material world. They are available, but they are more valuable because they are spiritual and therefore eternal and blissful. The sages felt an unprecedented happiness because Vaikuntha was not predominated by an ordinary man. The Vaikuntha planets are predominated by expansions of Krishna, who are differently named as Madhusudana, Madhava, Narayana, Pradyumna, etc. These transcendental planets are worshipable because the personality of a Godhead personally rules them. It is said here that the sages reached the transcendental spiritual sky by dint of their mystic power. That is the perfection of the yoga system. The breathing exercise and disciplines to keep health in a proper order are not the ultimate goals of yoga perfection. The yoga system, as generally understood, is Ashtanga Yoga or a Siddhi, eightfold perfection in yoga. By dint of perfection in yoga, one can become lighter than the lightest and heavier than the heaviest. One can go wherever he likes and can achieve opulences as he likes. There are eight such perfections. The rishis, the four kumaras, reached Vaikuntha by becoming lighter than the lightest and thus passing over the space of the material world. Modern mechanical space vehicles are unsuccessful because they cannot go to the highest region of this material creation. and they certainly cannot enter the spiritual sky. But by perfection of the yoga system, one not only can travel through material space, but can surpass material space and enter spiritual sky. We learn this from an incident concerning Durvasa Muni and Maharaj Ambarish. It is understood that in 1 year, Durvasa Muni traveled everywhere and went to the spiritual sky to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. By present standards, scientists calculate that if one could travel at a speed of a light, it would take 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of this material world. But the yoga system can carry one without limitation or difficulty. The word yoga maya is used in this word. Verse. Yoga maya balena vaikunthatam. Vikuntham. The transcendental happiness exhibited in the spiritual world and all other spiritual manifestation, they are made possible by the influence of yoga maya. Eternal or internal potency of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Para Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Namitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prishthaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, in this verse, the first line itself, Brahmaji is glorifying their lordship as Vishwaguru Bhuvanaika Vandyam. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead is one without second. He is above everyone and he is worshipable by everyone. Suravandya Suvandya Mukunda Hari Suranath Shiromani Sarvaguru. He is worshipable by all the demigods. Suvandya, He is adorable by all the demigods. And who is he? Mukunda. Mukunda is Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnur Evan Samshaya. Who delivers each and every living entity. That is Mukunda. And Hari, Harati Ashesha Papani, who steals away all our sinful reactions. That is Lord Hari. And next, Suranath. Generally, this Nath word is used for the person who is the master of everyone. Generally, if someone does not have his parents, then they use this word anath. They don't have a caretaker, or they don't have a person who can love them, who can take care of them. So he is Suranath. Even demigods are taken care by him. And Sarvaguru is spiritual master of everyone. Not only the human beings, but everyone in this world. And that's why it's called Bhuvanaikamanda. All the three planetary system, which consists of 14 planets, he is the spiritual master for all the 14 planets. And that spiritual world, which was visited by these munis, whom Brahmaji is speaking about now, he is speaking about his own sons, Chatushkumaras. And who were they? They were the great yogis who has mastered the Ashtanga Yoga. There are different siddhis or perfection that one can achieve by mastering this Ashtanga Yoga. Anima, Lagima, Prapti, Ishita. All these siddhis, if someone attains, he can do anything what he desires in this material world. He will not get liberated through this. But he can enjoy the material facilities, comforts of this world. Now the question comes, only liberated people can go to spiritual world. Then person who possess something of this material world, what happens to him? Does he go? How it happens? He's still attached to material world. Like perfecting all these siddhis by performing Ashtanga Yoga is also a material achievement. But they can go by yoga balena. Yoga maya balena. If Lord's internal potency allows them to do that, then only. Otherwise, There is only one way to attain spiritual planet, and that is by the devotion of the Lord. Not by any other perfections. That we have to remember. And that's why the word Yoga Maya Balena has used. Well, Apurva Mudam Upetya. The word Upetya means having attended. Why they have attended, which is apurvam, which is unprecedented, because Yoga Maya Balena, by the influence of the Yoga Maya, they were able to reach that place. It's not because they were great yogis, but because of the effect of Lord's spiritual energy. Example of Durvasa Muni has given here. Durvasa Muni was a great Muni. He had 60,000 disciples. Can you imagine? 60,000 disciples. And wherever he used to go, he used to carry them with him. If we call them, and if they come, to provide them prasadam, that itself is a big hassle for us. Huh? We have to have like a 10-20 Pathsarthi Prabhus to cook for them. Huh? And it is explained, to reach that planet with his own potencies or own capabilities, it took him one celestial year of demigods, which is equal to 40,000 years of human being. And he completed that within 1 year. So he traveled with the speed of light, Prakasha Varsha, they call it. And he reached there. But what was his attainment? Again, he has to come back. Unless and until you give up all the material possessions, acclimations, accomplishments, whatever you have, it's very difficult to attain the spiritual planet. And all these great munis, Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumaras, they saw there, and what they have seen? They saw there spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated airplanes piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha and was predominated by Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And because of that, they perceived unprecedented happiness. That happiness you can't explain in words. That can be only relished and experienced. So what we can understand from this verse, the spiritual sky is full of all the personalities who either just look like Lord himself, who possess qualities like a Lord, and they are free from the kalmashas or contamination of this material world. And just by looking at them, by having a glance of their beauty, one can attain unprecedented happiness. That's from the just distance. Then if someone really enters into the spiritual sky, what will happen to him? रमन्ते योगिनो अनन्ते सत्यानंद चिदात्मन. ऑल दीस योगीज दे ऑलवेज रमन्ति, दे गेट अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन दिस योगा प्रोसेस. फॉर व्हाट? टू सी दिस, टू विजुअलाइज दिस वंडरफुल दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्डशिप. एंड लॉर्ड इज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर टू एवरीवन. कृष्णं वंदे जगद्गुरु. भुवनैक वंद्यम. He is worshipped and adored by all the living entities who lives in 14th planetary system. Vishwaguru, universal spiritual master. In the next verse, तस्मिन्नतित्यमुनयः षड् असज्जमानः कक्षासमानवयसवः अतसप्तमायाम् देवावचक्षतः ग्रहितगदोपरार्ध्य केयूरकुण्डलकिरीटविटङ्कविशो. After passing through the sixth entrance of Vaikunthapuri, the Lord's residence, without feeling astonishment at all the decorations, they saw the seventh gate, two shining beings of the same age, armed with and adorned with most valuable jewelry, earrings, diamonds, helmets, garments, etc. Purport. These sages were so eager to see the Lord within Vaikunthapuri that they did not care to see the transcendental decorations of the six gates, which they pass by one after another. But at the seventh door, they found two doormen of the same age. The significance of the doormen's being the same age is that in the Vaikuntha planets there is no old age. So one cannot distinguish who is older than whom. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha are decorated like a supreme personality of a Godhead, Narayana, with a Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So here, the intensity of their desire to see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead has explained by Brahmaji. Vaikuntha planet is such an opulent place, which is pedicured and decorated with the diamonds and gems. But this Chatushkumaraj, their mind was so much engrossed in the thoughts of the Lord, and they got such an intense desire to see the Lord, they never looked at the six gates. They just entered without any deviation of their mind. And as they reached at the seventh gate, they saw two very handsome, beautiful personalities who are of the same age and having the same feature of their lordship and equally equipped with the four different ayudhas of the Lord, same as the ayudhas of the Lord. And Prabhupada says there is no old age in the spiritual planet. So it was difficult to make it out who is older than whom. And in that case, when they reached the seventh gate, then what has happened? That is explained in the next verse. The two doormen were garlanded with fresh flowers, which attract intoxicated bees, and which were placed around their necks, and between four blue arms. From their arched eyebrows, discontented nostrils, and reddish eyes, they appeared somewhat agitated. Their garlands attracted swarms of bees because they were their garlands of fresh flowers. In the Vaikuntha world, everything is fresh, new and transcendental. Nitya Nutuna Navayamana. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha have bodies of a bluish color and four hands like Lord Narayana. But while explaining their beauties, it is also said that they felt something like agitated. What is the cause of agitation? What was that which agitated their mind? In the next verse it is said, the great sages headed by Sanaka had opened doors everywhere. They had no idea of ours and theirs. With open minds, they entered the seventh door out of their own will, just as they had passed through the six other doors, which were made of gold and diamonds. Purport. The great sages, namely Sanak Sanatan Sananda Sanat Kumar, although very old in years, maintained themselves eternally as a small children. They were not at all duplicitous, and they entered the doors exactly as little children enter the place without any idea of what it's to trespass. That is a child's nature. A child can enter any place and no one can checks him. Indeed, a child is generally welcome in his attempts to go places. But if it so happens that a child is checked from an entering door, he naturally becomes very sorry and angry. That is the nature of a child. In this case, the same thing happened. The childlike saintly personalities entered all the six doors of the palace, and no one checked them. Therefore, when they attempted to enter the seventh door and were forbidden by the doormen, who checked them with their sticks, they naturally became very angry and sorrowful. An ordinary child would cry, but because these were not ordinary children, they immediately made preparations to punish the doormen. For the doorman had committed a great offense. Even to this day, a saintly person is never checked from entering anyone's door in India. That was like 45 years back. Nowadays, they have signboard on the door, "Be aware of dogs." Chatushpadanam Shva Chandala. Amongst the Chatushpad or quadruples, dog is considered as a Chandala, lowest. And saintly persons, they never like to touch or see the dog, because it's considered most contaminated to touch the dog. If you touch the dog, you have to take bath. But nowadays, dog has become a most lovable animal of the people. They don't have cows, but they will have a dog who is mowing around all the place in the house. It is explained in Vedic scripture, the things which are seen by the dog never becomes offerable to the demigods. Then what to speak of offering it to the Lord? While cooking, if dog looks at that food, it is considered impure and that should be thrown out. Should not be offered to the Lord.
My house.
Still, in few Brahminical houses, they follow that thing. But people in the age of a Kali, they are so degraded. Rather than loving God, they love dogs. Because they don't have this sada asada viveka buddhi, a rational intelligence which can makes you to understand which is good and which is bad for you. They don't have entrance for the sadhus. It was funny, once we were walking on the street and in one of the societies we saw one signboard: hawkers, salesmans, beggars and sadhus are not allowed. Can you imagine? This is what they are on the gate. They are categorizing sadhus with all these people: hawkers, salesmen, beggars and sadhus. In the age of Akali, especially for the household people, it is considered that they have the only one way which can give them relief from the sufferings of this material world, and that is sadhu sangha and madhuravani. Means sweet dealings, a proper behavior with the sadhus and association of them. That can save them from the Kali Kalmashas. And that they don't want. If someone speaks too politely, people take him granted. If you speak a little bit of rough, then they think this is normal. If someone is too soft, people don't care about his views, they don't care about his way of life, they don't care about his instruction. But if someone uses some slang, that person becomes popular. Prabhuji is watching some videos of one person. He uses a lot of slangs in his way of delivering even spiritual things also. And he is very famous for that. People pay lakhs of rupees to arrange his programs. There was one person in Maharashtra. He used to abuse people. And he is considered as the incarnation of Lord Datta. Dattatreya never spoke any nonsense. And these so-called incarnations of Lord Dattatreya, they use very dirty language. And people used to consider that if that person abuses someone, means that person is going to flourish like anything. They used to say, Tumcha Shivaya Amcha Ove Da Shivaya Maharaj. Means your slangs are like a Veda Vakya for us. So please, carry on. This sort of degraded intelligence that people are having now. And generally same thing. The law of attraction works like that. What you desire, you are going to get it. If you desire to have a pure association of a sadhu, you are going to have the pure association of sadhu. If you desire that sort of a personalities in your life, you are going to get that sort of personalities in your life. So need to be very careful. If you always keep engage your mind in remembering their lordship, remembering his wonderful pastimes, visualizing them, that will attract the same things for you. Because that's the law of attraction, like a boomerang. What you throw, that comes back to you. So same way, if you throw all these thoughts about the Lord everywhere, you always speak about the Lord, always discuss about the Lord, what you are going to get? You are going to get to hear more about the Lord. That's what very important. And then further in the next verse, we'll see that what exactly happened when they reached the seventh gate and what was their reaction. In this purport, Prabhupada says that they were not the ordinary child. Scripture says actually two personalities, they never restricted to enter anywhere. One is child and second is sannyasi. Why? Because both have a same nature. They don't have any attachment for anything. And because they don't have any attachment, they don't have any hesitations. And without hesitation, they can move around. The person who has attachments, definitely there are some reservation in his heart whether to enter or not. But child and sannyasi, they are not hesitated because they don't have any attachment for anything in this material world. So, unrestrictedly, they can go anywhere and everywhere. And as a small child is restricted to enter somewhere, then he immediately gets annoyed and angry. And same way, these Chatushkumaras, when they got restricted at the seventh gate to enter in the spiritual world, or Vaikuntha, then they got angry. And then what has happened? That's the history that we will discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna. So anything needs a more clarification.
And they are giving reverence from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling about God.
Huh? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered one dog. And they are giving reverence from there. And see, first of all, no one is devotee right now. All are trying sadhakas. So, saying itself is that devotees are keeping dog at home. It's a controversy. If they are devotee, they will have a proper understanding and they will not do this mistake. Because they are not devotee, they are trying to be sadhakas. I'm saying trying to be sadhakas, not trying to be devotee. They are trying to be sadhakas. Few days back we just read that just by following four regulative principles, you can become human being. And when you become human being, then your spiritual practices starts. The common qualities that one can possess to call himself as a human being, that they should not kill anyone for their own sense gratification. They should be truthful. They should be pure. The Shuchi itself has a great list of things that if you do this, then you are considered as a pure. So at least to consider ourselves as a pure, You need to follow so many things which they don't know. And the nature of this material world is that if you don't know, you don't try to accept it. But what do you want to do? You want to protest against that. What I am doing, that is right. You know, scripture says like, then you start finding references here and there. But you don't know the real reason behind that. Mahaprabhu never kept dog at his place. One dog, he followed the devotees and came to see the Lord. That got delivered. It's not that Mahaprabhu, what they call? Pet the dog. Did he? No. That is Pramada. Has explained that, what is that? Brahma. We are all illusion. And in illusion, what we want to do? We want to cheat others. Because I am illusion, but I don't want to show that. So what I do? I cheat other people that I'm like the circus of that Charana. Did you remember that? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives one wonderful story. The mentality of present people's mind or their behavior pattern. There was a big announcement throughout the village that there is a circus and you can see it in 4 cents. But there is one condition, that one person at a time can enter into the tent to see the circus. So there was a huge line. Thousands of people were in the line with the 4 cents in their hands to pay and go inside. So one person, the first person with a lot of amusement in his heart, he entered into the tent. He paid his 4 cents, went inside, and he saw there is one joker. And next to that joker, there is a big wrestler, huge, like a mountain. So then he came and he asked that joker, "Hey man, where are the people? Who is going to perform these different acts which can give me amusement?" Then the joker asked him, "Do you want to see circus in 4 anas or 4 cents? Do you have a presence of mind?" He said, "What? You people advertise like that. So I have come here to see." He said, "Okay, then see." Then he just nodded to a wrestler. Then wrestler grabbed that person's neck. He reeled him around, put it on the ground, smashed him with his legs and his hands and fist and kicks. And that man was like a fall apart. And after like 10 minutes of beating him up, then that person came to his senses and then he realized that something has wrong happened with him. Then they said, "Now you can go. Enough of this, or you want to see more circus?" Then he was like, no. "Whatever I've seen, that is enough for me. Thank you very much, I'm going." So when he just came out, before coming out near the gate, what he did, he just made his dress proper. He came out with a big smile on his face. The people outside, they were like, "Oh, what's next? What is there? What do you have seen?" This person, rather than giving a truth, what he said? "Wonderful. I have seen nothing like this in my lifetime. Please, you should see it. Go ahead. You will have a wonderful experience." The way he explained, the second one also is in peak of his amusement. He was like, "Oh, desperately, I want to go and see." He went inside. He got the same treatment. He came out, but more of the pleasure. What he thought, the previous person left, he would have got something else actually. So I have to show them I have got something better than him. So he went, "Oh, wow, he was just coming out of a gate. Oh, wow, what a... I have never seen like this. You people are so lucky. Go ahead, have a look. So they got cheated, and what they are doing? They are cheating others. So here, the people so-called who claim themselves as a devotee, they try to show the world that they are devotee with a compassion. And they are having so much compassion for dog. So we are here to deliver dog. But get delivered first yourself. Janma sarthaka karikara upakar. What about you? Ardha kukutanyaya. Do you know about this? Ardha kukutanyaya. Whichever favorable for my views, I will accept that. And which is not favorable, just keep it aside. Like one person, he got a, what they call, hen? Hen, which gives eggs. Or chicken is different. Hen only. But chicken when it is dead and boiled. Hen. H-E-N.
Female.
So this hen, she was giving golden egg. Can you imagine? The farmer thought that the front part of hen I have to feed. And the back part gives me a golden egg. So better to keep the rear part and cut down the front part, because there I have to feed it. So he cut it down and he kept the rear part. Do you think that he is going to get the hen, golden eggs? No. Same way people, what they do, they try to collect things from the Vedic instructions which are favorable to continue with their mistakes, and which is unfavorable to continue with their so-called knowledge, they drop it away. That is called Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. So these devotees who keeps dogs or cats in their house, they take a jivadaya, you know. Shuni chayva shvapake cha pandita samadarshina. You should be equipoised. You should see everyone as the child of God. So we love, we feel so much of compassion for dogs and cats. We pet them, we take care of them, we want to deliver them. But what about you? Who is going to deliver you? So need to be understood. That's why it is said that Vedic scriptures, to understand them, you need to have a spiritual master who knows and who can deliver it to you the way you can understand. Otherwise, there is always a mess of understanding. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Granth Rashivad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much. Suravandya Suvandya Mukunda Harim Suran.